Hey everyone, as you may know, Scott has absconded to Europe for his honeymoon and some work stuff after that until the second week of December, but we did a little prep beforehand, so we're releasing an episode this week with an unfinished song, Oops, Sorry, We Suck, and then skipping a week again and then releasing our second Salad Bar episode, which will have the songs for episodes 15 to 30. And then after that, we'll be back for realsies, probably a little later in the week than usual, but we'll be back to our weekly shenanigans and more Utahns and probably a special holiday episode. So get jazzed for that. And Scott and Megan's wedding was awesome. And Megan and Scott's families were wonderful. And I cried a lot, and so did he. So success. And I'll also just say one quick thing before getting back to the fun, which is that the fear that anyone else feels is not up for debate, no matter what side you see yourself as being on. And it's clear that there's a lot of fear everywhere right now. So many people all over the country are scared and they're angry. And rather than try to understand why, so many of us search desperately for reasons why other people's concerns must be illegitimate, for reasons why others must be stupid or naive or entitled. We make any excuse to maintain the cocoon that reaffirms our own worldview, and we all do it because it's psychically safe. But this reaction to fear does not excuse hatred and harassment. It does not excuse violence. It does not excuse dehumanizing others. And it certainly does not excuse turning a blind eye when we see these things manifest in our country at large and in our lives in particular. In our calls for unity, we have forgotten that unity is built through empathy, through seeing ourselves as one in the same. And empathy is free. We make this silly podcast because we love you, and you've told us that even in some tiny, tiny way, it makes your day better. And we are lucky to be a part of your lives in this small way. And we believe that in between the unreachable extremes of the white nationalist and conspiracy theorists and the classist elite lies the hearts of most people. And there is more common ground than no man's land. And certainly more to gain than lose by reaching out your hand. Now, back to your regularly scheduled silliness. This episode is literally called Nut to Butt, so like really just pitch perfect for a heartfelt announcement. But thank you for listening now and always.
One, two, three, four.
Song Salad
with Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're married.
No.
Wait.
Well,
yeah.
You are. I am not.
But on Halloween, you were a ghost and I was not.
That's true. Actually, Scott's not even here right now.
It's true.
Scott is astral projecting from Europe.
Well, hopefully that is not a euphemism for diarrhea or food poisoning.
I don't think so.
Astral projecting? I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well, you're going to Italy. You're not going to, like...
Yeah.
Like, the Congo. I don't think you're going to get food poisoning.
Fuck, I was going to have a really good joke, but I can't remember the name.
Of what?
Oh.
Your joke.
Yeah, it's Machiavelli's Revenge. We'll just splice that closer.
No, we won't splice it closer. You'll leave it in its entirety.
I was thinking Montezuma and then the yes, Italian version yes. would no, be Machiavelli.
That's very funny.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
But anyway, while you're listening to this, listener, I am on my honeymoon in Italy, and I will have just gotten married last week on our week off.
And it'll be awesome.
It'll be awesome.
And we'll post a picture or something.
Sure.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
I don't know. People might like that.
I don't know.
Right?
Sure. And I'll send you a picture of a salad from Italy.
Yes! Get a salad in Italy.
No, it's my honeymoon. I'm going to be having exclusively wine and pizza.
And so. Pasta.
Yeah, pasta.
Hell yeah. And truffles. You're going truffle hunting with, Giuseppe or whatever.
Well, I don't know his name yet, but I'm going it's on a truffle hunt with an old guy and his dog. And then doing a cooking class later that evening using the truffles we hunted for.
Okay, listen to me. Yeah. If his name is Giuseppe, yeah. I don't care how much it costs you, you have to text me and tell me that his name is Giuseppe.
Anyway, what's a song salad?
A song salad is a short song that we write based on a random topic from Wikipedia in the random style that we get from moodfuse.com.
We have two utons again this week. First, a appetizer, amuse-bouche, small Utahn.
For a mystery person.
Yeah.
Who sent us a dollar out of nowhere.
$1 came from a man named Crawdad?
An entity named Crawdad.
All it says is, write me a pop song. I am a part-time astronaut. My call sign is Crawdad. I literally have two left feet. I'm from Thrombola, but I live in Orlando. Signed, Crawdad. So here's your pop song, Crawdad.
Yep.
Today we're gonna make a Crawdad trap. Crawdad trap.
We don't have any reviews this week, but we have a whole bunch of salad spinners, so we're going to have to work through those. And we also, so the review that we read last week, we were contacted by one of our Twitter followers, whose name is Maddie Rainbow Flag, which is just the rainbow flag emoji, but it's Maddie, and it's at Mariah Skylar's. So like Skylar, like from Hamilton.
Never heard of it.
If you're familiar. Maddie, thank you so much for your review. She said she doesn't know why her name came up as Angry Face, Angry Face, Angry Face, hate this app.
But that's kind of awesome.
But it is kind of awesome. So we're happy that little mix-up happened. Are we doing this?
Do we have... what? Okay, here we go. How many salad spinner suggestions do we have?
I'm not kidding you. Maybe 12.
Okay.
We have so many salad spinners. Guys, we will get to them. I super promise you we'll get to them. You're all awesome.
It's so fun to have a surplus.
Yeah, it's great. So let's do first salad spinner. It's from Ethan Helvering.
Mm-hmm.
And he is Helves, if you remember.
Loyal listener.
Loyal listener. Follows us on Twitter. Hi, Ethan. What's up? We don't know you, but that's really cool.
it's really cool that we don't know you.
No, I just mean like in real life we don't know you because I feel like we talk about our friends a lot, but Ethan's like just like a random person who found us and that's so cool. So he says, now that we've heard Scott's amazing Michael Bolton voice, it needs to be a salad spinner singing ... Drake songs?
Okay. I can do this. I can do that.
Ethan's got you.
Yeah. All right.
All right. So Scott as Michael Bolton as Drake is our salad spinner.
Here's the first salad spinner.
Let's do it.
Let's go to moodfuse.com.
Okay.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Was that Michael Bolton or was that just an old man yelling?
Is there a difference?
No. Oh man. Boy.
How about some rockabilly to start your day?
How about it?
Almost typed rockabilly.
Rockabilly. We want our song to have rockabilly.
I guess.
Yeah.
Rockabilly is one of the earliest styles of rock and roll music dating back to the early 1950s in the United States, especially in the South. As a genre, it blends the sound of Western musical styles such as country with that of rhythm and blues, leading to what is considered classic rock and roll. Some have also described it as a blend of bluegrass with rock and roll. The term rockabilly itself is a portmanteau, love a portmanteau, of rock from rock and roll, and hillbilly, rockabilly, rockabilly.
Yeah, rockabilly.
Rock hillbilly.
You don't have to do any kind of cognitive leaps to understand how rock
and
hillbilly.
Here's the thing with a portmanteau. They added a letter. There's no A.
Yeah, but you need like a little connection. You need to like elide between the two words.
Rockbilly.
You couldn't call it rockbilly.
You could call it rockillbilly.
Rockabilly?
Rockillbilly.
Rockillbilly. No, then you sound like a crazy Russian person trying to say rockabilly. The rockillbilly. Like, no.
Play me your finest rockillbilly.
I would like to dance to your finest.
In Tennessee, rockillbilly plays you.
Just read the rest of the article.
The latter, a reference to the country music, often called hillbilly music in the 1940s and 50s, that contributed strongly to the style. Other important influences on rockabilly include Western swing, boogie-woogie, jump blues, and electric blues. So, defining features of rockabilly sound include strong rhythms, vocal twangs. Oh, this will be fun.
Yes.
A common use of the tape echo,
which we'll talk about.
But progressive addition of different instruments and vocal harmonies led to its dilution. Wah, wah. Initially popularized by artists such as Johnny Cash, Bill Haley, Buddy Holly, Elvis Presley, Carl Perkins, Bob Lumen, and Jerry Lee Lewis, the influence and success of the style waned in the 1960s. Nonetheless, during the late 1970s and early 1980s, rockabilly, I'm not going to say it right now, enjoyed a major revival. An interest in the genre endures even in the 21st century, often within a subculture. Rockabilly has left a legacy, spawning a variety of substyles and influencing other genres such as punk rock.
Is Jerry Lee Lewis?
Uh-huh.
Isn't he like the hey lady?
No. That's Jerry Lewis, who is a comedian. Jerry Lee Lewis is a musician.
Okay. That's not fair at all. They can't have the exact same name.
There's a Lee in that one.
Okay, no, that's bullshit. I call bullshit on that.
Hey, lady. Hey, lady. Oh, man.
I like mine better. What's a good example?
I mean, the original here was Carl Perkins.
Okay. Sharecropper's sons, Carl Perkins, and his brothers Jay Perkins and Clayton Perkins, along with the drummer W.S. Holland, had been playing their music roughly 90 miles from Memphis. 90 miles from Memphis sounds like a rockabilly song, doesn't it?
And Clayton Perkins is the most southern name I've ever
heard in my life. The Perkins Brothers Band, featuring both Carl and Jay on lead vocals, quickly established themselves as the hottest band on the cutthroat Get Hot or Go Home Jackson, Tennessee honky-tonk circuit. Dude, this is a Joaquin Phoenix movie, like, waiting to happen.
This is going to be a barn raiser.
Yeah. Most of the requests for songs were for hillbilly songs that were delivered as jived-up versions, classic Hank Williams standards infused with a faster rhythm. So I think we should go with Carl Perkins.
Sure. So some 1950s Carl Perkins.
Yeah.
Let's find it. Let's see what his most famous song from that time is.
Like, the song, I guess, Elvis really made super famous, Blue Suede Shoes, was written by Carl Perkins.
Yeah, first recorded in 1955 and is considered... Wow, I can't talk today. And is considered one of the first rockabilly records. So let's listen to some Carl Perkins-style Blue Suede Shoes.
Hey, so fun fact. Scott forgot to drop in the sample audio from the clip we found of... the band playing on the Perry Como show. So that's not here. And I didn't realize it until I started editing. So just pretend that you heard Perry Como introduce the song and then some of the song. And then we'll play it for you next time. Ugh, guys, we suck. I'm sorry.
That was Blue Suede Shoes by Carl Perkins. Ain't he grand?
All of them sounded the same back then. All of the variieties.
Harry Como, he sounded like he was bored to death.
I know. he truly did.
Some other famous rockabilly songs from the mid-50s when rockabilly went national are Heartbreak Hotel, See You Later, Alligator, Whole Lot of Shaking Going On.
Ooby Dooby.
Ooby Dooby.
By Roy Orbison.
Uh-huh. Bebopalooa by Gene Vincent and his Blue Caps. And Jerry Lee Lewis had his hit.
Hey,
Great Balls of Fire.
Wait, Jerry Lee Lewis sang Great Balls of Fire?
Yes. Oh. He was the pianist. You know the show Million Dollar Quartet? He's the pianist in that show. Never mind.
Nope.
Anyway, you want to talk about tape delay, tape echo?
Yeah, tell me about tape echo.
So basically, it was a way to have kind of a reverberation or echo effect on the track back then. Mm-hmm. The distinctive sound can be heard on the song Rock Around the Clock. You know, the vocal kind of has that, like, echoey quality.
Does it?
I'm gonna rock around the clock tonight. I'm waving my hand in front of my face.
Does it really sound like that?
Yes.
I mean, I guess I take your word for it, but, like, I have no recollection of that.
Sure. Anyway, we'll put some on my voice when we sing this song later, and you'll hear what it sounds like.
Cool.
But basically, it just adds, like, a... Oh, do you remember when we did spring reverb on the guitar in our surf episode?
Moomoo with the Tude.
Yes.
Yes.
It's like that kind of a sound, but for your voice.
I thought that was like wet noises.
Yeah, same thing.
So wet voices.
Wet voices, yes. Reverberous wet noices with a little bit of echo.
Reverberous wet noises with echo.
I said voices.
You said noises.
Oh my God.
Reverberous wet noises sounds like, I don't even know what it sounds like.
Andy Partridge album.
Yeah, terrible.
So that's
rockabilly.
Rockabilly.
Okay. Can you do rockabilly? You feel comfortable with rockabilly?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, lady.
Oh, my God. Should we get our topic?
Yes, let's get our topic. And you are Michael Bolton singing a Drake song again for a salad spinner.
Oh, boy. I need another Drake song.
I thought you said, I need another drink, son.
I need another drink, son. Okay. Here it is, Michael Bolton singing a Drake song. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here.
I get the impression that your Michael Bolton impression is just you clenching your butt really hard.
It literally is. Yup. Yup, yup.
Uh-huh. What? Okay. Uh-huh. Military slang. We got the Wikipedia article for military slang.
Which is?
An array of colloquial terminology used commonly by military personnel, including slang which is unique to or originates with the armed forces.
This is so strange.
In English-speaking countries, it often takes the form of abbreviations / acronyms or derivations of the NATO phonetic alphabet. You know, like Alpha, Bravo.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Or otherwise incorporates aspects of formal military terms and concepts. Military slang is often used to reinforce or reflect, usually friendly and humorous, inter-service rivalries.
Huh. Little bit of a language warning coming up. There's acronym slang in the U.S. military as well. A number of military slang terms are acronyms. Rick Atkinson ascribes the origin of snafu.
A common word that people use now.
As situation normal, all fucked up. And then FUBAR, fucked up beyond any repair or all recognition. And a bevy of other terms to cynical GIs ridiculing the United States Army's penchant for acronyms.
Isn't it? Okay, there's also the big plane. Isn't it like...
The big plane?
There's like a big plane, and the acronym for it is like... Big fucking plane or something.
Let's look this up.
Hold on.
Let's look this up.
You don't believe me.
How's that?
No!
No!
Why did you Google that?
No! No! No. ladies and gentlemen, this is Scott Wasserman. Do not Google big fucking plane.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. It will not be what you expect.
Do not do it. It's a good thing you're not really here and you're on your honeymoon right now.
Don't do it.
Oh, God, no. Get rid of it.
Wow. What's wrong with the internet?
I don't know. All right, hold on.
Why are people so weird?
Anyway, there we go.
Any other interesting military slang terms?
So there's a tarfu, which is totally and royally fucked up. Or things are really fucked up.
Used during World War II. Well, these are old.
Yeah.
Susfu, situation unchanged, still fucked up. And then Bohica? Bohica?
Bohica?
Bend over, here it comes again. Rose during Vietnam. And an adverse situation is about to repeat itself.
Well, it's... Military slang is nothing if not creative, I suppose.
Well, and also, like, they're in the most high-stress situation a person could possibly be in, so...
Yeah.
You're gonna complain.
I found something called the Four Dicks of Death, which is the Marine nickname for beef links included with beans in certain MREs, which stands for meals ready to eat. Aptly named for their foul taste and similar appearance to male genitalia. Thank you.
So, Shannon.
Yes?
You feel comfortable writing some lyrics using military slang?
Certainly not. Certainly not.
Did you find a broader list?
Yeah, I found one that was Glossary of Military Terms and Slang on military.com. And they have a lot, I would say. So, like, some fun ones are, like, a bird is slang for a helicopter.
Uh-huh.
A bullshit bomb is a package intended to disperse propaganda leaflets.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
That's fun. Oh, this is what I... Okay, this is not what I was thinking of, but I also was trying to remember this. A Charlie Foxtrot is a commonly used military alphabet expression to stand for clusterfuck. So oh, cool. CF, Charlie Foxtrot. Yeah.
Wait, what was farts and darts?
Okay, farts and darts refers to the clouds and lightning bolt embellishments found on Air Force officer caps.
So that's what they're referring to in terms of, like, rivalries between different branches of the military?
Probably. So, like, maybe someone from the Army would be like, hey, yeah, you see that guy with his farts and darts?
Hey, farts and darts. Hey, lady.
Hey, lady. Show me your farts and darts. Yeah. A flight suit insert is Air Force slang for a pilot.
That's funny.
Some of these are actually really clever and funny.
Hey, this is appropriate for rockabilly. Gone Elvis. Is a service member who's missing in action.
Is that a reference to Elvis not, like, some people not believing he's really dead?
Maybe.
GOFO literally stands for grasp of the fucking obvious.
That's funny.
Yeah, this is great.
I think this is a good time for a U-ton.
This is.
Our second U-ton of the episode goes to...
Nubia. Nubia Torres on
OG
Twitter.
OG Vegetarian.
OG to Vegetarian. Nubia has been with us for a very long time. Another cool person that we don't actually know in real life. She's at Nubia81 on Twitter. And she is from Texas. And she works at a nonprofit assisting immigrant victims of domestic violence and sexual assault who need legal services. Which is, like, the most badass thing.
I know. It's like, what am I doing with my life?
Yeah, I know. I read that and I was like, I'm just going to go quit life now because you're such an awesome person. And because her job is so intense, she said that she likes fun and happy music, mostly pop music, like 90s pop, John Mayer style ballads, etc. And she says her friends call her noobs. And she's 100% bilingual in Spanish and English because she's a first-generation American. And, yeah, so she commissioned us via U-ton to write her a song.
Thank you, Nubia.
Thank you so much, Nubia. And we have written you a song.
Enjoy.
Deep in the South, there's a Tex-Mex gal whose work is deeply meaningful and pure. Her intentions are honorable, her compassion is beautiful, and there's one thing for sure.
Yes, it's clear. Nubia's better than Nubia, and Nubia believe that it's true. Nubia's better than Nubia, and Nubia believe that it's true.
Nubia is better than Nubia. Oh, Nubie, Nubie, Noobs is better than you. Us too. It's obvious. Nubia is better than Nubia. And Weebia believe that it's true. Nubia is better than Nubia. Oh, Nubie, 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 Noobs. Nubie, 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 Noobs is better than you. Us too. Great job.
Okay, so not really a 90s pop song.
You didn't say 90s.
I did so.
Oh, I missed that.
Okay, but like, here's the thing. Like, we wanted to do something happy, and we were thinking of like Bruno Mars and Pharrell.
I was
thinking
about Uptown Funk, yeah.
Yeah, so like just something like upbeat and like fun and about how much better of a person Nubia is than the rest of us.
She's better than you.
Yeah, she's better than you. Us too. Thank you again, Nubia. If you would like your own Utahn, we're still running our GoFundMe.
Give forward
campaign through the end of the year.
Indiegogo.
Till the end of the year. We have the link in our Twitter. We should tweet it out again at some point.
Yep.
But it's also on our website, songsaladpodcast.com. And you can be just as cool as Nubia, but definitely not better than her.
True. Rockabilly.
Rockabilly. So I found some more fun slang that I'd like to read.
Oh, cool.
And then I also have lyrics.
Great.
So the fun slang that I would like to read. Well, you know what?
You want me to guess?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Shannon's going to read a military slang abbreviations or word.
Okay. So
and I'm going to guess what it means.
So what do you think a zoomie is?
Zoomie is a razor scooter.
It is a term used by non-flying service members for anyone who operates a flying vehicle.
That makes sense.
Yes.
A zoomie.
What do you think Uncle Sam's Canoe Club is?
Uncle Sam's Canoe Club is that thing where is it this just submarine detail? Just people on submarines?
But it's the Coast Guard.
Coast Guard.
Uncle Sam's Canoe Club.
That's funny.
What do you think a soup sandwich is?
Soup sandwich is Panera catering day at the canteen.
Yep. No. It's used to describe an individual, object, situation, or mission that has gone horribly wrong because it would be incredibly difficult, some would say impossible, to make a sandwich out of soup.
That's true.
Yes.
But if someone could do it, they'd be rich.
But if someone could do it, you would be very rich.
Closest thing is a soup dumpling.
Okay, so I have some that I'm going to be using in the lyrics.
Cool.
So what do you think ruck up means?
Ruck up. Just get ready?
Sort of. You put your backpack on. So like a ruck
sack. Like a ruck sack. Okay.
Yeah. So it's ruck up is to get through a particularly challenging or stressful situation.
Uh-huh.
This is my favorite one, I think.
Okay.
Nut to butt.
Nut to butt. Is that... Does it refer to a gun?
No.
Oh, that would have been so good. Doesn't a gun have both a nut and a butt?
I don't know what... I mean, guns are usually operated by nuts, but I don't know.
Hey!
Guns definitely have butts. Maybe guns have nuts. I don't know. Gun nuts.
Anyway, what is it?
It is an instruction to tell soldiers to line up tight, forward-facing line, wherein one's nuts are in extreme proximity to the butt of the soldier before them. So you line up nut to butt.
That's great.
Yeah, it's very good.
Use that in elementary school for single file lines.
It's line also up nut to butt, kid. Sexist. How about a Jawa?
A Jawa?
Yeah, our
not
favorite.
Related to Star Wars.
It is related to Star Wars.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Like a pirate?
not a Jawa, but another word for the Coast Guard is puddle pirate.
Puddle pirate, that's good.
Yeah.
So a Jawa
is an army soldier stationed in the desert.
Oh, makes sense.
How about an ink stick?
A pen?
Yeah, you got it right. Okay, I'm moving on to the lyrics because you got one right.
Okay, thanks.
So I was looking at more stuff about rockabilly lyrics and the structure of lyrics and themes. And a lot of it is based on the 12-bar blues, which we've talked about before our... the one about the princess that was a couch.
Yes.
Fake Gustav's Lament.
Yes.
Was the blues.
Sophia.
Yes, Princess name. Sophia. So, the 12-bar blues.
12-bar blue.
The 12-bar blues.
The 12 Paul Blart Mall Cop blues. Would you watch all 12 versions of Paul Blart.
Is typically characterized by a three-line stanza.
Mm-hmm.
It also has some musical implications, but I skipped over those because I don't know what they mean.
I'll throw them in.
Okay, great. but it's a three-line stanza where the first two lines are either the exact same or very similar.
Yes.
And then the third line rhymes and then pays off the first two lines.
So, blues.
Blues. Yeah, essentially. And then the themes in the blues are often like hardship, heartbreak, poverty, working class kind of themes. Didn't really do that here because we're talking about the military, but I did use the three-line verse structure, and then the chorus uses a lot of the slang.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Cool.
So here is our song. We don't talk how the civvies talk. No, we don't talk how the civvies talk. We don't talk like that because we don't rock how the civvies rock. And the chorus, when you got a snafu, you can call me. Whether it's land, air, or sea, I'll ruck right up, nut to butt, and I'll help you out of your rut. Yeah, if you've gone over the hill, you call me. We'll ride in my bird with Bitchin' Betty. Won't fang you, friend, whether or not it's a straight-up Charlie Foxtrot. If you go foe, then you know how this music go. Woo, 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 woo.
What's something. Go foe?
Go foe is... grasp of the fucking obvious. And we already talked about that, so you should go foe.
We did talk about that?
We did. We talked about grasp. Maybe we talked about off air, but we definitely talked about it.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so what else didn't I explain? Ruck up, we got that. If you've civvies. Gone over, yeah, civvy, well, I mean, I think that's what like they call like civilians.
Oh, okay.
Civvies. If you've gone over the hill, it means like if you're totally missing.
Oh, okay.
Like you're like MIA. Ride in my bird. We talked about bird being for helicopter. Bitchin' Betty mm-hmm. is what they call the automated female voice that like tells you things are wrong in the cockpit. Fang you means to like deride or berate. So if you fang someone or something. And then Charlie Foxtrot is clusterfuck.
Cool.
Yeah. And then if you go foe, if you have a grasp of the fucking obvious, then you know how this music goes.
Woo. Woo.
And then like a guitar solo, right?
Okay, you know sure. I mean? Yeah. I'll play a guitar solo.
Okay, cool. Or Logical play a guitar solo.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fine. So yeah, that's my song.
Sounds like rockabilly to me. Even just reading the lyrics, you get a sense of the rhythm
yeah.
of the 12-bar blues.
Yeah, I had a... What's that song?
The Jump, Jive, and Wail by Squirrel Nut Zippers.
Squirrel Nut Zippers?
Or Cherry Poppin' Daddies.
Squirrel Nut Zippers?
That's a swing band.
Squirrel Nut seriously?
Google it,
Lord,
yes.
I'm not Googling Squirrel Nut Zippers. Are
you
crazy?
Well, it'd be like Googling Big Fucking Plane.
Yeah, no. So what should we call this? Nut to Butt?
It's gotta be.
Nut to Butt.
Here it is. Oh, well, my band is just going to be guitar, bass, drums, and vocals. It's simple 1950s rockabilly.
Yeah, and if you want to know more about the blues, go listen to our blues episode.
Yeah, there you go.
Which is, I forget what episode number, but it's called Fake Gustav's Lament.
Yes.
Yes.
Here it is. Nut to Butt, a rockabilly song by Shannon and Scott.
Hey, everyone. Scott here. We're going to have to leave you in suspense here, and consider this a season break. The rockabilly song, Nut to Butt, will be coming to your ears in mid-December. Until then...
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together, we're...
1, 2, 3, 4...
Ooh.